Once again, so I can be sure where you're starting, reset your PCW. Shift, extra, and exit. Now, at the end of the third session, you saved a block of text. We'll start this session by reading it into an empty file. Then we'll look at the special keys we haven't covered yet. Move your group cursor onto the contingencies group in the memory disk section, shift and the cursor right key. Then shift and the down key. Remember, we're only using the memory disk for quickness and to stop your disk being littered with material you don't want after you've finished working through these sessions. And you'll find the memory disk useful for saving all kinds of material you don't want to keep permanently. But if you'd wanted an automatic permanent copy of any work you're doing, then you'd use Drive A instead of Drive M to create your documents. Tap the letter C to create a new file, and tap Enter to get the empty page display on screen. Now press F7 and the letter I to insert text, and tap Enter again. Now move the Groups cursor by holding down Shift and tapping the left arrow twice. Your file cursor should be on the file Edits. If it isn't, move the file cursor to it and tap Enter. Tap Enter once more and stop the tape until the display settles down. Now your text is back on screen, tap the Page key and press Return to make a blank line. Now tap F7 Modes, I for Insert, and Enter. Move the file cursor so it's in the A:Samples column. It's off-screen to the left at the moment. Get it on the file called document.eg and press Enter twice. Let's look at the sort of thing the stop key does. As the text starts to read in, tap the stop key. Now, press the Enter key to continue reading in the text, and stop the tape until it's finished. Now I want you to tap the Exit key. And while that menu is on screen, let's take a moment to clarify something which some people find confusing at first. That's the difference between the Exit key, the Cancel key, and the Clear key. They all seem to terminate activities. So how do you remember which key to use when? The rule of thumb is that you exit modes, you cancel menus, and you clear settings. Switch off something you or LocoScript has switched on earlier, like double width characters. Now, I don't actually want you to exit from editing mode yet, so cancel this menu. Just now you're at the end of the document. The way to get back to the beginning in one go is to hold down Alt and a Shift key, and then tap the Doc Page key. Do that now. Alt, Shift, and Doc Page. Now let's look at the Line End of Line key. Tap it once, and you'll see the cursor jump straight across to the end of the line you're on. Tap it again, and it jumps to the end of the next line. As with the other cursor movement keys, the Alt key reverses the action, so hold down Alt, and then tap the End of Line key, and the cursor jumps back to the end of the previous line. Now that same key shifted takes your cursor to the start of the next line. So that key gives you a quick way of jumping from side to side of the screen, which is often very useful when you're editing. That just leaves one new key for us to look at, Exchange and Find. Tap the Find key now. That's unshifted. LocoScript is asking you to key in a bit of text you want to find. Key in ST a space ST. Now that looks pretty unlikely, particularly as LocoScript has put in a dot instead of a space, but press Enter. Nothing seems to happen at first as LocoScript reads from the cursor position through the text on screen. But when LocoScript reaches the end of the text on screen, it starts to scroll up as LocoScript carries on reading. Then it stops on the heading, First Steps, which does contain the characters you keyed in. Press Find again, and you'll see LocoScript offers you the text you keyed in just now. Well, that's useful if you were looking for a word or a short phrase, and you wanted to find a particular occurrence of it. Just press Enter again now, and LocoScript carries on looking for ST space ST. It doesn't occur again, so you end up at the end of the file or document. Hold down Alt and Shift and tap the Dock Page key to get back to the start of the file. We'll look at the Exchange function on the same key, so hold down a Shift key and tap the Exchange Find key. LocoScript is offering to find the same text you looked for just now, but this time it's also asking you to tell it what the text should be exchanged for. Then it offers you four ways of doing the exchange. The first one means it won't exchange unless you confirm that it should. The rest explain themselves. So, let's have a go. Now there's not a lot of point looking for ST, ST again, because we know there's only one occurrence. So key in, all in capitals, the word basic. Then use the delete right key to get rid of the extra letters. Now move the bar down with the cursor down key and key in with a capital M, mallard, a space, and all in caps again, the word basic. We'll stick with confirming each exchange, so that's all the entries completed on this menu, so press Enter. The document starts with the word basic, and that's where the cursor is flashing now. Look at the bottom line of the control area, and you'll see you're being prompted to press the Set key to confirm you want the exchange made, or to press the Clear key if you don't want to exchange this particular occurrence. Tap the Clear key because we don't want to change that occurrence. In fact, we don't want to change any of the occurrences in this first paragraph, so press Clear three times to end up on the first occurrence of the word basic in the second paragraph. Now, this is one we can change without spoiling the sense of the document, so tap the Set key and LocoScript makes the change and relays the paragraph as far as the next occurrence of basic. Again, we can change this one, so tap Set, and again, and once more. LocoScript reads through all the rest of the text, but there are no more occurrences, so we've finished. There are many, many uses for the exchange function. For example, let's say you'd been given the job of typing up the drafts of the manual for the PCW. And let's say that some way into the project it was decided to change the name from Personal Computer Word Processor and make it the General Purpose Word Processor, GPW. It's unlikely, I know, but it can happen. How do you cope with it? In a manual as comprehensive as the one you get with the machine, the initials PCW will occur hundreds of times, and every occurrence would have to be changed. If you were to do it manually, not only would it take ages, but there is a very real danger of missing some occurrences. It's very easy to do. Much better to let LocoScript handle it automatically. It won't get tired, and if you've given it the right instructions, it won't make mistakes. Now, that's an extreme example, but if you think about your own work, I'm sure you'll be able to think of lots of circumstances where the find and exchange facility will save you time and effort. And before we leave the topic, let me show you a couple of little tricks with the Find key. Get back to the start of the document with Alt-Shift and Doc Page. Now tap the Find key. Delete the word Basic with the Delete Right key. And key in a full stop. And press Enter. That takes you straight to the end of the first sentence. Move the cursor onto the space before the T of There Are. And tap the Cut key. Now, Find and Enter. And you've marked just the second sentence ready for cutting. So move one space to the right and tap Cut again. And now tap Para. So that's a nice, precise bit of surgery. But the Find key made it very quick as well. Tap Alt and Para. And now move across to the M of Many Years Ago. Tap Cut. Now Find. Clear the input line with the Delete Right key. And now key in the word To, T-O. And press Enter. Find and Enter again. And once more. And now tap Cut. And Para. And you've created a totally new sentence by cutting things out of the middle and joining up the ends. The sentence as it stands is a lie, but nobody else is going to read it, so it doesn't matter. Let's look at the Unit function next. In a moment, I want you to tap the Set key, followed fairly quickly by the letters UT. Ready? Set UT. And you'll see the word unit appear in brackets where the cursor was. Tap the page key. That takes you to the start of the next page. Again, tap Set UT. And now get to the end of the document with the Doc Page key. Now we can use the Unit key, but first, what's it for? Well, the idea is that you can chop your text up into different sized units or blocks and then skip between those blocks. An obvious example would be to mark the start of each new section in a report as a unit. Then you can skip from one section straight to the next, even though the sections are all of different sizes. You could do the same with chapters in a book or subheadings in a list of instructions. In fact, anywhere you have fairly large sections of text which don't conform neatly to the normal page sizes. You simply hold down a Shift key and tap the Unit Para key, and that gets you to the next unit of text. The Alt key reverses the action, and as we're at the end of the document, we'll try skipping backwards through the unit markers you've just put in. So hold down Alt and Shift. And now tap the Unit Para key and watch the cursor. Delete the marker with the Delete Left key. Then Alt Shift and Unit Para again. And delete that marker as well. Now tap Doc Page to get back to the start of the second page. The cursor is flashing just below the page break marker. Now, LocoScript put the page break there for you, but you don't have to accept LocoScript's decision. What if you decide it would make much more sense to start a new page just above the subheading First Steps, just up from where the cursor is now? Well, let's see. Move the cursor up with the arrow keys until it's in the blank line just above the subheading. Now, hold down the Alt key watch the screen and tap the return key. The page break moves and LocoScript puts a marker in the text to show that this is a forced page break, one you put in yourself. Now you can delete a forced page break just as easily as any other of the codes you put into your text. Tap the delete left key now, and you go back to where you were. Tap the dock key, that's shifted dock page, and have a look at the page break at the end of page 2. You'll see that near the middle there's a row of black dashes in the page break marker itself. They tell you how many lines are left on the page. When you start an empty page, there will be a dash for every line available. And as you move down a line at a time, LocoScript converts the dashes into dots, so you always have a visual indicator of how much space is left on the page you're working on. There are 24 dashes there at the moment, and that tallies, because if you look at the top right hand of the screen, you'll see the cursor is on page 2, line 30 of 54. Look at the leftmost of the black dashes and tap the return key a few times, and you'll see LocoScript convert the dashes into dots. Well now, you've used the majority of LocoScript's text handling features, and I don't want to cover any more for the moment, so press exit, the letter A to abandon this file without saving, and press enter to confirm. By the way, you are working with a reasonably large document there, but as I said, you didn't actually key any of it in. You keyed in only commands and instructions to LocoScript, and it took over from there. So you've seen how powerful LocoScript is. You've seen the range of things you can do with it. As you get used to your PCW and LocoScript, you'll devise your own ways of doing things. There's seldom a right or a wrong way of doing anything. Think of LocoScript as a big bag of tools, and remember, you've seen some of the ways of using those tools. When you boil it down, working with LocoScript involves you in only four major types of activity: creating and editing text, using the printer, creating and using layouts, and organizing your work. You've already looked in a fair amount of detail at the first three, with particular emphasis on creating and editing text. As for organizing your work, well, if you've never used a word processor before, you'll realize that LocoScript can save you an enormous amount of time and effort. But it does require you to go about your work in a particular way. You have to be more organized than normal about the way you do things. If you're by nature an organized sort of person, that'll be no hardship. In fact, you'll probably welcome the LocoScript procedures. But if you're like me, you're going to have to think things through before you start using LocoScript in earnest. You need to do some groundwork to make sure things are set up properly. You need to be clear in your own mind that you have a system for keeping track of your disks, the groups on your disks, and the files in those groups. Remember, you need a standard template for each group you decide to set up. Your user guide takes you through the various procedures you need. Make a note to look up these four items straight away. First, check how to make a start of day disk and data disk, which you'll use for your day-to-day work with LocoScript. Second, how to set up and name the groups on the disks. Third, how to create a new standard template. And fourth, how to edit and design document layouts. Before we finish, we need to do some housekeeping on the disk you've been using. During these sessions, you've created some files, and we need to get rid of them, so you can use the disk for your work. This will also give me a chance to run through the function key options you get in disk management mode. Let's start with F1. You may decide to create data disks and use them with LocoScript. If you do, you'll start work by loading LocoScript, then you'll take the LocoScript disk out of the drive and replace it with a data disk. Once you've done that, you'll have to tell LocoScript you've changed disks by tapping F1. F2 allows you to inspect the details which identify a particular file. Try moving your group cursor by holding Shift and tapping the left arrow twice. Now move the group cursor onto the Templates group. That gets your file cursor into the Templates column. Now tap F2. And you can see a description of that file. Cancel that menu and move the file cursor down one and tap F2 again to see what's in that file. Stop the tape and inspect a few more of those templates. If you still have some file details on screen, cancel them now. So you've seen that LocoScript comes with a range of templates set up ready for you to use or amend to suit yourself. But just how do you use them? Well, you start by highlighting the one you want to use, then you can either move it from the templates group into one of the other groups, or you can take a copy of it and put the copy into the new group, and that's the method I'd recommend. You'd rename the file once you'd put it into the new group. You'll have to call it templates.std, because LocoScript looks for a file with that name when you create a file in that group. You'd use F5 to rename the group, and you'd use the same key to change the name of a file. Tap F5, and you'll see you can rename a document or a file. You can recover a file from Limbo, that's a file that's been deleted and put into Limbo by LocoScript, or you can rename a group, or you can rename a disk. Cancel that menu now, and we'll look at F6, erasing files and putting them into Limbo. Move your file cursor to the A: contingencies column. Move the file cursor so it's on trial.txt. Now tap F6. Check the details, and when you're sure it's the one you want to erase, tap Enter. And it's gone, but only into Limbo. Tap F5. Move the bar down to Recover from Limbo, and tap Enter. Let's call the file we're going to recover trial.tx3. Key that in. Now move the bar down to the old name question and key in trial.txt. And press Enter. And trial.txt3 appears in the list. Now, when LocoScript erases a file, it doesn't discard it immediately, so it's still on the disk. But as your disk fills up with new files, LocoScript does begin to discard Limbo files to make room for the new work. So how do you tell which files are still left in Limbo? Tap F8. And you'll see you have two show options in disk management mode. You can add Limbo files to the display on screen, or hidden files, or both. You know about Limbo files, but what are hidden files? Well, the short answer is that they are not LocoScript document files, so you don't usually need to see them. With just LocoScript loaded, that usually means they're the actual LocoScript programs. Well, it won't help much to show them now, so we won't bother. But I do want you to have a look at Limbo files. Tap the Set key, watch the screen, and press Enter. Now erase trial.txt3 again. Make sure the file cursor's on the file name. F6 and Enter. And you'll see the word Limbo appear next to the file name in the list. Let's not show Limbo files any longer. Tap F8. Tap the Clear key and press Enter. Now, I want you to work on your own and delete all the files in the A: contingencies list except template.std. Start the tape again when you've finished. Notice at the top of the column you're told how many limbo files there are. Now's the time for you to start working with LocoScript on your own. Use your user guide. Use the quick reference card that came with this pack. And remember a few broad rules of thumb. When you want to work on an existing file, to inspect its details, to edit the file, rename it, move it somewhere else, copy it, read it into the file you're working on, or delete it, move the file cursor to the file you want before you start the activity. If you want to create a brand new file, move the group cursor to the group you want the file to be stored in, before you press the letter C. Remember, you have menus to help you at all times, but you can bypass those menus by using the set and clear keys, or simply by going through the procedures quickly. When you get really proficient, you may never see a menu at all. Remember, you have the full range of word processing features available to you, even in direct printing mode. And as you've seen, that's a pretty impressive array of features. If you want to, you can go through any of the audio sessions you're not sure about. But don't forget to read up on the four procedures I mentioned a little while ago. And above all, experiment. You've seen you won't break anything just by trying it out. If you want to turn your disk into a start-of-day disk, you now need to just delete all the files in the A: samples column, which end in .eg. So stop the tape again and do that. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these audio sessions, and I hope you've found them useful. Keep an eye open for other packs on other subjects. For now, though, that's all from me. So, goodbye and good luck with your Amstrad PCW 8256, and good luck with LocoScript.